Exam Objectives Fast Track Chapter 5 Types of Group Policies. MLGPOs allow further customization of traditional LGPOs by segmenting the user configuration into user types. They do not affect domain users. GPOs now have preference settings. These are set but not enforced. Preferences can be configured to target very specific audiences for their settings. Group Policy Hierarchy. The policy processing order is site, domain, and then OU. Site-level policies can span multiple domains. New policies created at the site are stored in the root of the forest. All policies inherit down the tree structure by default. Creating and linking group policy objects. Policies can be created without being linked. Policies can be linked in multiple locations within Active Directory. Permissions can be configured to restrict who can create and link. Controlling application of group policies. Enforce always wins and is set at the policy level. Block inheritance is set at the OU level and blocks all parent policies except ones configured with enforce. Filtering can be applied via security or WMI. GPO templates. ADMX files are the new administrative template type and are XML-based files. Security templates allow you to create reusable settings to be imported into any GPOs in the environment. Starter GPOs are not enabled by default and are used as templates for future GPOs. Frequently asked questions. Question. What is group policy and why is it used? Answer. A group policy is a collection of settings and configurations that can apply to either a computer or a user and works together to establish a user's working environment. Administrators can utilize group policy to enforce restrictions, provide software, or even configure security settings in their environment. Question. Can group policy contain application-specific content? Answer. Yes. Group policy can be extended for specific applications by either importing .adm files or taking advantage of the new .admx file format for Windows Vista or Windows Server 2008 to make settings available. Not all applications will have existing available .adm or .admx files. Question. What is a starter GPO and what is it for? Answer. A starter GPO is a policy that allows the administrator to create a baseline which contains frequently used settings. This policy recreates reusability because it can be used as a starting point when creating additional GPOs in the organization, therefore reducing administrative effort. Question. What is new with group policy in Windows 2008? Answer. Windows 2008 has the following new features to offer in group policy. Comments for GPOs and policy settings. New ADMX file format for administrative template settings. Starter GPO capabilities. Preferences. Network location awareness. And multiple local group policies. Question. Will I actually use settings such as block inheritance and enforce? Answer. It depends on the environment you are administering. Some environments are somewhat simple and do not require those advanced configurations. Others are more complex or may have poorly designed OU infrastructures warranting the need. Question. What exactly is a computer loopback policy? Answer. A computer loopback policy is a policy that allows you to control where user settings that apply to a particular machine come from. The user settings applied to the machine are pulled from the computer policy affecting the machine. The user settings from within the computer policy are either merged with the user settings or replace them. In environments where public machines exist, this policy will come in very handy. Companies that commonly have kiosks and public access computers, such as labs, environments, or libraries, will find these policies handy.